I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. This Friday is the 9th annual Atticus Finch Day. To learn more about this event, we spoke with co-founder Shane Phelps of Shane Phelps Law.
Well, Atticus Finch Day is an annual occurrence in which lawyers from all over the Brazos Valley gather together to kind of rededicate themselves to the nobility of the legal profession. The idea that we can really do some good things for our community with our law licenses, and also to kind of recommit to one another that we can zealously represent our clients without tearing each other apart in the process.
And every year, you guys have a guest speaker. Who is this year's guest speaker?
This year's guest speaker is the Honorable former Chief Justice of the Texas Supreme Court, Wallace B. Jefferson.
And why was he chosen for this event?
Well, he's probably one of the more distinguished legal members of the bar for the state of Texas in Texas. He has a remarkable career. He was the first African-American to serve on the Supreme Court in Texas. He argued cases before the Supreme Court of the United States before he turned 20 or 35. He's kind of an appellate prodigy. He left the Supreme Court of Texas about 2 years ago and is in private practice now doing appellate work. But he has a remarkable legal resume, and it was pretty clear to us that everybody would be, I think, very enriched and enlightened by hearing him.
And for someone who's thinking, oh, I'm not a lawyer, or I know nothing about law, this doesn't really sound like an event for me. Maybe I didn't even read How to Kill a Mockingbird. Why would this be a great event for anyone to attend?
Well, and we do invite the public. I think it's a really important opportunity for the public to come to the event and observe lawyers trying to, as I say, recommit ourselves to serving the public with our law licenses, and that includes obviously everybody in the public. You know, this is an incredibly popular book that most people have read. Most of what people, you know of the legal profession, they see on television or in the movies, and a lot of it is just, you know, it's just fantasy. This is an opportunity to kind of rub elbows with the legal community and kind of get a little bit more acquainted with why we do what we do, and just, you know, for the public to see us taking our roles in the public very seriously to do as much good as we possibly can.
Great. Well, let's talk about the details of the event. Where is it going to be held? What day and at what time?
Well, it's going to be at the atrium of the Brazos County Administration Building. That's at 200 South Texas. What used to be the old First Baptist Church. It's about a block and a half removed from the main Brazos County Courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start at about 11:30. We have a bit of a social hour. We've got some pretty amazing cookies and refreshments. And then we start the program about noon, and it should last about 45 minutes to an hour. Everybody's pretty much done by 1 o'clock on Friday afternoon. So it's this Friday, May 19th, at the atrium in the Brazos County Administration Building from 11:30 to 1.
Okay, great. I know in the past you guys have encouraged seersucker attire. Is that, again, a tradition for this year?
Yeah, it wouldn't be Atticus Finch Day without a sea of seersuckered solicitors.
All right, great.
So, you know, we encourage folks to wear seersucker, but it's not required.
Right.
It's really quite a spectacle, and it's a very edifying event. We've had some remarkable speakers in the past. Every year I wonder how we're going to top what we did last year, but I think we did it again this year. So I think it's going to be an exciting event, and I hope everybody is feels welcome to come and is able to make it.
Great. Well, if anyone wants any more information, is there a website or maybe just a phone number that they can contact?
Yeah, they can call my law office. It's my law office of Shane Phelps. It's 775-4100.
Thanks again to Shane Phelps for visiting with us about the 9th annual Atticus Finch Day. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.